بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا نودي بالصلاة أدبر الشيطان وله ضراط حتى لا يسمع التأذين فإذا قضي النداء أقبل حتى إذا ثوب للصلاة أدبر حتى إذا قضي التثويب أقبل حتى يخطر بين المرء ونفسه يقول أذكر كذا واذكر كذا لما لم يذكر من قبل حتى يظل الرجل ما يدري كم صلى. متفق عليه. التثويب الإقامة. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم mentioned as reported by سيدنا أبو هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه that when Adhan is given, we're reading the chapter of Adhan, and Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi has brought this hadith wherein Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when Adhan is given, then Shaitan retreats. And as he runs, as he retreats, he passes wind so that he does not hear the Adhan. When the Adhan is completed, he returns until the Iqama is made, when he again retreats. When the Iqama is completed, then he returns to whisper to the person in salah. And he reminds him, think of this, think of that, regarding that which he had not thought of previously, until the person does not know how many rakats he has performed. So we find in this hadith that shaitan does not like when the adhan is called out. This calling out of the adhan makes him run away. He cannot bear hearing the oneness of Allah, the tawheed of Allah, the greatness of Allah being called out. Shaitan does not like the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala to be taken. So when a person makes the dhikr of Allah, and the person is calling out the adhan, shaitan actually flees. And when he runs, he cannot control himself. And when he tries to run very fast, then he even passes wind. But the moment adhan finishes and terminates, he comes back. You see, shaitan's ploy is to insinuate, to cause waswasa in the heart of man. And he wants to spoil our lives and take us away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He wants us to become negligent of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So after adhan, he comes back. فَإِذَا قُضِيَ النِّدَاءَ أَقْبَلَ Until iqama takes place. Now people have congregated, they're standing for salah, and the muadhin is calling out the iqama. Again, shaitan cannot bear this and he runs away. He retreats. But the moment namaz starts, then he comes back. And now he tries his level best to cause whispering into the heart of the person in salah. And how often we have found that we had forgotten to do something, or we left something somewhere we couldn't remember, and in salah suddenly we reminded. And this is coming from shaitan. He tells us, "Uzkur kada, uzkur kada. Remember that, remember this. You got to buy this, and you got to take that. You forgot that day. Why? Things that this man did not remember, لِمَا لَمْ يَذْكُرْ مِنْ قَبْلُ regarding that which he had not thought of previously. Now shaitan is making him think of all that, so he cannot concentrate in the salah to such an extent that he forgets how many rakats he performed. حَتَّى يَظَلَّ الرَّجْلُ مَا يَدْرِي كَمْ صَلَّى He does not know how many rakats he has performed. And in this way shaitan tries to cause him confusion and spoil his salah and spoil his dhikr and his communion with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah give us tawfiq of being protected from shaitan. We have to continue our salat. And adhan is such a powerful weapon against shaitan. Dhikrullah, salat, etc. In salah, we must try our level best. In other words, to the best of our ability. Yes, sometimes it is beyond our control and the thoughts just run. But it is important to program ourselves before salah. And that is why if you're coming last minute, then we are not going to get that type of consciousness and concentration in salah. But if you're sitting before salah, you already know you are going to read salah now, and you are mindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you're thinking of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, especially if you read Quran, dhikr, you made dua, you read some tasbih. So when you are commencing your salah, it becomes easy now to concentrate on salah. And think again that Allah ta'ala is watching me, I am the servant, I am the slave, I'm bowing down before my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is my master, I'm enjoying every posture, in ruku, going to sajda, standing up, reading qirat, I am I'm the slave of my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah ta'ala is watching me, and when I go into sajda, that's the best position I am with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm connecting myself with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Enjoy the salat. Don't think of different things that's happening before we know the namaz is over, and we didn't enjoy any khushu and khudu. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq wa make amal wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Subhanallah bihamdihi subhanakallah.